This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
We are broadcasting today from the fairgrounds, the Fairfield County Fairgrounds. It's one of the setup days here for the Trash to Treasure sale. Kristen Glazier, Fairhope Hospice. What a beehive of activity we have.
Oh my goodness, Mark, this is something. We are down here, we're standing kind of off to the side. There must be, what, 30 volunteers that I see? Some staff?
It is a smooth-moving machine. You've got a steady stream of vehicles bringing stuff, and then you've got volunteers that bring it in. They evaluate it, and then they put price tags on it.
Absolutely. And like, then, everybody has their place.
And then they bring them out to the tables, and look at this. We're in one building, and the tables are all full.
Absolutely full. And they're sectioned off, and so there's sportswear and electronics. I mean, anything you can imagine, I think it's here.
The Trash to Treasure sale is Friday and Saturday, June 9th and 10th. So it's coming up here tomorrow as we go to broadcast.
Right. So all week this week, what's been happening is, so when I was in here on Monday, this hall was empty. So we've had people drive their car up, they pop their trunks, the volunteers walk out, load it in, bring it in the door, we price it, look at it, figure out what it is and where it should go, and go to the next car.
It is everything from power tools, vacuum cleaners, I see a scroll saw here, to lawn and garden implements, and then we've got a whole building of jewelry.
I know. I'm glad you're here. I don't know what a scroll saw is, but
well,
I'm going to take
circular,
your word for
it. It's the circular saw right
here. That's layman's term, right? Circular saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it's a saw. You don't want to touch the blade when
there
it's
there we
moving.
Go. That's it.
That's why it's got that guard on it there.
Okay. But you're right. The back, there's another building. It is all Christmas items, holiday items. Unbelievable.
Look at this. There's sets of brand new doorknobs right
just
here.
In case, right?
Well, yeah, a lot of people need to replace doorknobs.
Change the lock.
Got them here.
One of the other buildings in the back is going to be all of the medium-sized furniture. I saw them carrying back six really nice dining room chairs.
That's because you told people on the air they could bring those.
I did do that, didn't I? Well, oh, and so we have a Ninja blender that works.
It's a tester station here.
Stop over here,
Rory. No, it's okay. You're actually testing to see if it works. Who is this?
Right, this is Rory Bay, one of our wonderful...
I know Rory Bay.
Yeah, he works in our grief department, and he's volunteering his time down here this week to help out. So
absolutely.
How has it been going?
Oh, it's been great. And the work our volunteers put out, it's amazing. And now getting into the midday of today, it's unbelievable, the work, the dedication. They just keep going. They just don't stop.
This is your first experience working as Trash to Treasure, isn't it?
It is.
So what do you think?
I mean, it's a little overwhelming. Not in my wheelhouse, I have to admit. But I really think it's a special event. And Tracy wanted me to experience it from the beginning. So I really have a new appreciation for a volunteer.
You don't understand it until you've been here, you've worked it, and you've seen it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep people in line over there, okay? Okay.
Now, Rory, until you see this, you don't really understand it, I don't think.
No, I know. And, you see flea markets and sales, and the tables are full, but this is really beyond that.
Right. It's Trash to Treasure time, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. This, Kristen, is a volunteer effort, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is driven by the volunteers. There's a couple of staff members here, but these 30 or 40, I don't even see them all. All volunteers. They are here all week.
I see Twyla Summers is here.
Twyla is with us.
Well, I have to be here all week because I have to supervise all my volunteers.
Is that what you call that?
And make sure they don't get in trouble.
Okay.
Well, we have so much fun.
Well, you have a great volunteer here in Barbara. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. So what is your responsibility as we're getting set up? Now, again, the Trash to Treasure sale is Friday and Saturday. Twyla, what are the hours on the sale? When are you starting?
On Friday, it's from 8 to 4, and people are lined up outside, so you might want to get here earlier than that. And on Saturday, it's 8 to 2.
Okay, very good. So, Barbara, as stuff is coming in, what are you doing?
Well, I look at the stuff, I evaluate it, try to put a price on it, and we get it all loaded up into dozens of tables.
Dozens and dozens.
Dozens and dozens.
If somebody's needing golf clubs, you've got at least two or three sets of golf clubs here.
Basketballs, glasses, mugs, crafts, kitchenware.
You ever get anything in that you're like, this is unidentified stuff?
What have you found this year? Anything so far?
We have a couple of signed and numbered prints.
Ooh.
at very reasonable prices. We have just so much, I just can't even tell you.
I found something, it's a spool of something, it's a quarter. I have no idea what this is, but
well,
it's a quarter.
Oftentimes we say, I have no idea what this is, but we look it up and we try to evaluate it.
Are you actually doing your research out here too?
I do research out here too.
Barbara's thorough.
Look at these fine product. These are earmuffs.
For guns?
Like shooting.
Yeah. Well, that's Ron's responsibility to price. I don't price sporting goods. So
I don't see a price on these, so...
So how many hours do you think, I asked you this, Twyla, a while ago, but how many hours do you guys think volunteers spend this whole week, just this week?
Oh, wow. This is my gal that does our hours, but I will say, because we do collect things all year round, we get up about 1,000 hours, don't we?
Over 1,000 hours.
And this week, it's
at least 800.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, if you think about that, and really what this means, to give 1,000 hours to one event is unheard of. Our volunteers are the best.
And all the money, where is the fundraising money going to go, Twyla?
Well, it goes to our memorial fund.
What does that take care of?
That takes care of our patients and their families. Yep.
Okay. By the way, I love your super detailed instructions on the wall. Buy it, pay for it, take to car. I guess, you know, some people need simple instructions.
Simple and quick to the point.
All right, we'll be back again in just a few minutes. We're here setting up for Trash to Treasure Friday and Saturday. So tomorrow and Saturday, 8 to 4 on Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. And we have moved over to Building 20. Kristen and I are here with Twyla Summers and a very special volunteer. Who do you have in here?
Well, we've got Marcy Beal here. And this is the famous Marcy Beal.
It is.
Kristen, you want to say why she's so famous?
We had the honor, well, we have the honor often of working with Marcy as a volunteer, but she received one of our awards this year at the Fairhope Celebrates Life. And it was just wonderful to have her there and to accept that and just have her be a part of our volunteer and our Fairhope family. So,
and Marcy, we're here in the, I guess we call it the holiday building.
Yes, we have all holidays here. We have the patriotic holidays and the fall holidays and Christmas. We even have a New Year's Eve party in a box this year. So we have all kind of cool stuff.
And I understand last year this was a very popular building. Pretty well cleaned out.
Yes, we did very well last year. We really did. We do well every year, but last year was the exception for holidays.
But
it
if
was
you,
very good.
Our listeners, everyone that's listening, they're thinking, oh, they've got a room with some holiday items. I'm looking at probably 20 tables, maybe more, that I could see that are absolutely full.
And we have
holiday
stuff on the floor and hanging off the walls.
Everything from complete, you know, Christmas trees to, like you said, I see Easter.
Ornaments. We have tiny little Christmas ornaments. Yes, we do have Easter.
Why would you pay more? Look at the pricing on all this stuff. You've priced it all very reasonably, too.
Yes, we have. We try to go 75% of if there's still a sticker on the product, what it goes for.
The goal is to give people good bargains, have them come out, and then also raise some money for Fairhope.
Yes, exactly. Raising money for Fairhope is what's the motivator on this.
So as a volunteer for Fairhope Hospice, and you've got your volunteer coordinator here, you've got the CEO, what do you normally, when you're not doing Trash to Treasure, what would you normally be doing volunteering?
I volunteer at the front desk at the Pickering House every Tuesday morning.
And I've seen you there, you know, at the front desk, and you always are very courteous and you say, would you sign in please? And are you looking for Kristen? I mean, you really keep a good handle on things.
Oh, I do. I keep it down. I do. I have a firm handle on what comes through the door every Tuesday.
Yes, she
and
does.
Goes out. I don't let anybody out if they haven't signed out.
Are you still doing clean pen, dirty pen?
Yes.
Okay, so that's
people
like good say, cop, bad cop.
We're still doing this, but we still do. It's just a good thing to do
it's
anyway.
It's a good habit.
You know,
it
out
is.
Of COVID came some really kind of good habits that have stuck. And one of them is, you know, you think about holding that pen and you clean those pens in between uses.
Yes, we do.
Does Twyla make you do that? Is she a good coordinator?
Oh, she's the best.
Okay, you don't have to lie. It's okay. We can send her out if you want to talk honestly.
No, she's wonderful, you know? I've worked with Twyla now, gosh, was it a, it's going on 12 years. Yes. It'll be 12 years this fall that I went through the volunteer class.
Well, look at all the volunteers that are out here. We probably have 30 people out here right now volunteering.
And that's what some of them went home for lunch or they went to do things, and they have just, and you can see how hard they work.
Mm-hmm.
And but they have fun. Mm-hmm. That's the other thing.
Well, Twyla, I know you just graduated another class of volunteers, and you're always looking for more.
I am, and believe it or not, some people walking around the fairgrounds, I've talked with them, and I think they're going to be in some of our classes that are starting. So we have a new class starting, I believe it's the second week in June. It's going to be on Wednesdays from 1 to 4. So if you are interested in it, please call 654-7077 and ask for Twyla.
That's why Twyla is successful, Kristen, because she never stops recruiting.
She's recruiting as she works.
And she pays a lot of attention and encourages all
she
her
does.
Volunteers, as well as Kristen.
Okay, we need
you
to step over to the chamber where we can get your DNA so we can clone you about 17 times.
I would love that. Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't you love that too, Kristen?
I would love that.
A whole army of Twyla's going around.
And I'll take a whole armies of Marcy's.
While we're at it, right?
All right. We're out of time, but again, the sale, the big trash to treasure, is Friday and Saturday, so June 9th and 10th, and that will be from 8 to 4 on Friday and 8 to 2 on Saturday. Everything must go. It's clearance priced. Come on out.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Twyla.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
All right, Mark. Thanks.
And thank you, Marcy.
Thank you, Mark.